You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's certainly been an interesting day of movements, especially the latter part of the day. I'm joined on the line by Nick Kunz, who is the portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, to take a look at this. Good evening, Nick. Lovely to speak to you again. Jackson Hole kicked off today, but as US markets opened, there was a flurry of dollar strength. What happened?
Yeah, evening, Jimmy. Yeah, you can tell you're right. Let's start with the exciting stuff. So Jackson Hole kicking off for their symposium in Wyoming. That kicks off today. I don't think it'll be too much excitement for market watchers till Mr. Jay Powell. He speaks tomorrow, probably after lunch, our time in the afternoon. So that's what to look forward to. But subsequently, before all that happened, as you said, U.S. markets opened this afternoon. We had some jobless figures, which were actually not too bad. There was a bit of a dollar bid coming through, and that knocked our platinum and the PGMs and our rand as well, you know, now back over 18. Couldn't quite put a finger on why the dollar sort of all of a sudden got a bid, but it's not going to go up in a straight line, and the dollar has been weak for better part of a week.
Nick, when I look at some of the movements, the gold price obviously inversely correlated to the dollar and the dollar index. Dollar index went up for the last 2 or 3 hours. Gold price went in the exact opposite direction. Is the market nervous about anything? Is the market looking forward to anything? I mean, we've all but priced in those interest rate cuts from September. Are there any surprises that we anticipate Jay Powell might say tomorrow?
I don't think you will. I mean, there's a number of things to, I guess, sort of preempt that he's not going to rock the boat. I mean, first and foremost, it is an election year. That the Americans go to the polls in November. He probably doesn't want to say anything too disruptive till then. And quite frankly, I think they sort of erred a little bit last time they met. That's the Federal Reserve, when they should have probably cut rates and they didn't. So I think he's a little bit on the back foot and he needs to soothe markets a bit. So I imagine he'll probably be a little bit more dovish is what the market's looking for. As I say, a little bit of a pause today, but the last couple of days, as you said, that dollar index, as they call it, the Dixie, almost back at parity. So there is definitely that sort of dovish feel, and I think Mr. Powell's going to stick to that theme.
Nick, when we look at the rest of the year, let's look into your little crystal ball, right? So Jackson Hole happens, weekend goes off, no surprises there. Monday comes back, we finish out August and we head into September, where the rate cuts are expected to happen middle of September. Does that kind of play out into a strong finish for equities for the rest of the year? Does that then finally get the inflation monkey off everyone's back and finally say, you know what, we've put the inflation monkey to bed?
I mean, there's a number. Okay, let me ask there's two parts to that question. So the latter part, inflation has come down. I mean, we're seeing it. We're seeing it in America. We're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing it worldwide. And we saw it yesterday in South Africa. I'm sure you guys spoke about it on your show. You know, it's almost back to that midpoint that the Saab like at around about the 4.5. So midpoint. So inflation is coming over and it's rolling down. And that will lead to probably, a top of the interest rate cycle. To your first question, where to from here, and if they do cut rates, which is basically everyone's anticipating central banks will be cutting rates, and as I said, the Fed are a little bit behind, so they're going to have to play catch up. What does that mean, though? What typically happens? It all depends on what the economy does, Jimmy. I mean, if the global economy and American economy is still ticking over quite nicely and you get an interest rate cut, that will certainly lead to a little bit more risk on, i.e., risk assets will rally, equities will do okay, because American economy is still doing okay. Even though unemployment is ticking up a little bit and there is a little bit of a slowdown, it's still sort of growing. But, here is the but. If the U.S. does sort of tip into recession and it does sort of have a bit of a contraction period, then unfortunately history tells us that an interest rate cut's probably not going to help and risk assets do sell off. So it really depends on what that economy does. At the moment, I think most market watchers will tell you it's a bit of a soft landing, but you've got to actually watch that and just to see what the American economy is doing.
Soft landing. When will we see this play out? Nick, before I let you go, I want to take a look at an interesting development involving two Chinese companies. Shein has decided that they want to sue rival Temu for copyright infringement, stealing trade secrets, and a bunch of other things. I don't know if you've looked at the case, and obviously it's still very early on in what they filed for. They filed for lawsuit in the US, actually, in Washington. Is there a difference between actual copyright infringements and just, look, it's just a competitor. Look, you've got your designs, we've got ours. It's just who may the best man win.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it does get very complicated when you sort of go into that sort of a copyright space. I mean, and Shein is doubling down effectively on Temu. I mean, they've talked about it running a sort of fraud marketplace, which is pretty strong words to say the least. You know what? We can sit here and watch these two elephants, these two giants fight it out. And I'm not quite sure, but there's a lot to be gained for this because the online marketplace is massive. And, you know, Shein is actually coming to the market. They're expecting an IPO. I think one of the exchanges, I don't know if it's London or New York, is fighting over getting the rights to list. So there's a lot weighing on this, and we can only watch and enjoy.
We can only watch and enjoy for now. We'll have to see how the tax side of it plays out as well, because SARS has been cracking down on both these international companies in South Africa. And I suppose we'll have a separate conversation with Nick around where is the best place to list, because I doubt Chinese companies are very keen on listing in the US with all of the trade and the sanctions that happen. But for now, we've run out of time. Thanks as always, Nick, for the time and for the insights. Nick Kunz, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, on the market movements throughout the day, what's been spurring on the dollar and what it means for the rest of the world.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.